but after that in play. Thus said she. Aurelius, quod she, by high God above, yet would I grant you to be your love, since I, you see, so piteously complain. Look what day, that end along Britain, you remove all the rocks, stone by stone, that they ne let ship nor boat to goan. I say, when you have made the coast so clean of rocks that there is no stony scene, then will I love you best of any man. Have here my truth, in all that ever I can, for well I wot that it shall ne'er betide. Let such follies out of your heart slide. What dainty should a man have in his life, for to go love another man's wife that hath her body when so that him liketh? Aurelius, full often sore, sigheth. Is there no other grace in you? Quod he. No, by that Lord, quod she, that maked me. Woe was Aurelius when that he this heard, and with a sorrowful heart he thus answered, Madam, quod he, this were an impossible. Then must I die of sudden death horrible. And with that word he turned him anon. Then came her other friends, many a one, and in the alleys roamed up and down, and nothing wist of this conclusion. But suddenly began the revel new, till that the bright sun had lost his hue, for the horizon had reft the sun his light. This is as much to say as it was night. And home they go in joy and in solace, save only wretched Aurelius, alas. He to his house is gone with sorrowful heart. He sees he may not from his death astart. Him seemed that he felt his heart cold. Up to the heavens he his hands gan hold, and on his knees bare he set him down, and in his raving said his orison. For very woe out of his wit he brayed. He nist o' what he spoke, but thus he said, with piteous heart his plaint hath he begun, unto the gods, and first unto the sun. He said, Apollo, God and governor of every plant and herb and tree and flower, that givest, after thy declination, to each of them its time and its season, as thine harbour, O, changeth, low or high, Lord Phoebus, cast thy merciable eye on wretched Aurelius, which that am but lorn. Lo, Lord, my lady hath my death ysworn, withouten guilt, but thy benignity upon my deadly heart have some pity. For well I wot, Lord Phoebus, if you list, you may me helpen, save my lady best. Now voucheth safe, that I may you devise, how that I may be helped, and in what wise. Your blissful sister, Lucina the Sheen, that of the sea is chief goddess and queen, though Neptunus have deity in the sea, yet empress above on him is she. You know well, Lord, that right as her desire is to be quicked and lighted of your fire, for which she followeth you full busily, right so the sea desireth naturally to follow her, as she that is goddess both in the sea and rivers, more and less. Wherefore, Lord Phoebus, this is my request. Do this miracle, or do mine heart burst, that now, next at this opposition, which in the sign shall be of the lion, as prayeth her so great a flood to bring, that 5 fathoms at the least it overspring the highest rock in Armorick Britain, and let this flood endure years twain. Then, certes to my lady may I say, holdeth your hest, the rocks be away. Lord Phoebus, do this miracle for me. Pray her she go no faster course than ye. I say this, pray your sister that she go no faster course than you, these years too. Then shall she be even at the full all way, and spring flood last both night and day. And but she vouchsafe in such manner to grant me my sovereign lady dear, pray her to sinken every rock adown, into her own dark region, under the ground where Pluto dwelleth in, or never more shall I my lady win. Thy temple in Delphos will I barefoot seek. Lord Phoebus, see the tears on my cheek, and of my pain have some compassion.